In Northwest News on KPLU, the incredible size and speed of the Oso landslide that killed 43 people last March has been a source of wonder, even for the most seasoned geologists. Now the U.S. Geological Survey has published its first peer-reviewed study of the event. It focuses on the landslide's high mobility as a major cause of the destruction. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
USGS models show the Oso landslide reaching average speeds of 40 miles per hour. Its peak speeds reached 60 miles an hour, and the force it created destroyed everything in its path, which ran out for a full kilometer before it hit the other side of the river valley.
Chances are it would have gone even further, except that it ran into the opposite side of the floodplain and essentially stopped when it encountered that topography.
That's Richard Iverson, lead author of the new paper. He says in 30 years studying landslides, he's never seen anything like Oso, and nothing in historical record either. His investigation hones in on the source of the slide's remarkable mobility. He says if the soil had been only slightly denser or drier, it might not have been so destructive. And this underlines the importance of the record rains that preceded it.
Oh, absolutely. The prolonged wet period prior to the landslide was a very big contributing factor, not only in making the slope fail, but also in influencing how the landslide behaved after it failed.
He says the slope at Oso was not particularly steep by landslide standards. It was less than 20 degrees on average, and still it traveled at extremely high speeds over the nearly flat surface of the floodplain. Knowing that soil density and moisture were key factors in the sequence of events that caused the Oso slide will help direct future research on landslide hazards in similar conditions. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.